Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend.
One of the most talked about and followed anthems in rock history. The Lead Guys, who were apparently bad guys, according to a group called Spirit. What I didn't realize is that Led Zeppelin opened for Spirit. Who among us knows even now today after, what was it, 1968 or something, who Spirit was? The song Taurus, supposedly, according to people that are running the trust for the former lead singer of Spirit, was the inspiration for the Taurus song, inspiration for Stairway to Heaven. This is Taurus. Listen and see if you agree with that. By the way, they lost in court. Taurus, the Spirit did. Zeppelin was cleared of the accusation. Okay, I think I'll take a nap now. I would have liked to have been in court because they were playing these songs in court during
the jury
procedure.
Awake?
Yeah, right, exactly. Jimmy Page bonded off. Anyway, the jury listened to these songs and said, "What are you, nuts? Go away." Again, back to the theory. There are only eight notes. Music has eight notes, that's it. So what are the likelihoods when you consider, the thousands of songs that are produced every year?
Everything's stolen then, right?
Of course it is. It's like the old expression, there are no new or original thoughts. Under the circumstances, you'd like to think there's a few, but when it comes to music, there are eight notes. That's it. How many combos are there? It's sort of the same thing. Think about the fact that there are only 26 letters in the alphabet. Look at all the words that are made with those 26 words, but they're still, 26 letters, but they're still only 26 letters. So there's one word, the old business about here and here, H-E-A-R and H-E-R-E. Yeah, it's the same kind of a thing. It's the same argument. So the people who created the word here, H-E-A-R, they're going to get sued by the people who created the word here, H-E-R-E, because it sounds like it.
Do you know who those people were, by the way?
I know, right?
I heard they had beards. That's all I know about them. Barbara Streisand has released a new album of duets.
Oh, good.
Another one of her duets from the upcoming album Encore, which features a song she recorded with Jamie Foxx. And it's in a video. Their version of the song from The Sound of Music, Climb Every Mountain. Is that what we have? Is that what the audio is in the background here?
No, but I'm about to play that. Here we go.
Every mountain.
Kind of a voice. Good for him.
You know, he did the Ray movie. That's when I realized how talented the guy was. I mean, wow. Yeah.
But I didn't think he could sing like that.
No.
Yeah.
Let's listen to them
those
talk about
inspirational
it.
Lyrics soar.
Follow every my way.
All of a sudden, he became Quincy Jones.
Tell you what, man, she's on top of it, baby.
Oh, Quincy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That's, man, she's, man, you got to be on point, man.
For someone like Barbara Streisand to open up and say, come and play and come be a part of it, where do you go from here?
Follow every rainbow.
Alec Baldwin, Hugh Jackman, Seth MacFarlane, Daisy Ridley from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway, they're all on this new album of duets. What you wouldn't expect. I want to hear. I want to see. Do we have the whole thing?
No, it's not released yet. She's just giving little teases.
That sounds like a fabulous excursion.
At least interesting, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. I mean, again, I'm interested in Hugh Jackman necessarily. I don't care much for Seth MacFarlane. But I am interested in hearing what Alec Baldwin sounds like.
Yeah, me too. I feel like he's the weakest link.
that piques my interest.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So good for her. Congratulations. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30. Afterburners are on. He's gone. Touchdown, Irish.
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a three-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work five?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.